Welcome. Get a great deal on Toyota Utes right now. This is SEN Breakfast with the Whispers.
Do you swear in your family? Is there fruity language?
Compulsory.
So if you take that outside your family environment...
We're swearers. Well,
you're swearers.
Dad and I are swearers.
You're swearers, okay. Yeah. And you think that's acceptable?
Well, not within... You don't... Within children and, you know, you're not within that range. But when the boys get together, it's a swear fest.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's the thing about language now, isn't it?
Of course it is.
It's acceptable to one family is not acceptable to another family.
And Sam from Hobart says, well, how can we turn the TV on, hear the F-bomb left, right and centre, and then we go to the footy and say, hey.
You're not allowed to use that word.
Too hard.
Let's talk some footy.
Let's talk some footy. And one of the good stories of the past fortnight has been the North Melbourne Footy Club. Could have gone one or two ways this one, Wisp, I reckon, when Brad Scott and the Kangaroos parted. Could have gone to Shizen. But what it does, it seems to have been handled really well. The players, you know, showed their great respect and appreciation for Brad on his way out by winning a game that they may otherwise have not. And then they've also embraced the new coach, Reece Shaw, in the most dramatic way with two big wins.
And importantly, you need your senior players on board to be able to do that.
And Toddy Goldstein's one of those who's been, well, he's been good, he's been great all year, in actual fact, in the last couple of weeks, continued on. He joins us. Welcome, Toddy.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Nice to talk to you, young fella. How have these last 2 weeks been? You'd have to sit back and say, you know, if you were to do a review of how a club can handle a, you know, the parting ways of a coach, I think this one has almost been as seamless as you could hope for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously it was a bit of a shock when it all came out the Friday night before we played the Bulldogs, but aside from that, yeah, it's been great. And I think as a footy club, we felt like we were starting to build the way we wanted to play a couple of weeks before then, and it's been really impressive by the way, probably just the emotional strength that the boys have had to be able to keep pushing on, and we haven't had that real drop off because, you know, it hasn't been something we've had to sort of manufacture. It's sort of just been natural the way that we've all come together and the way we've played together.
I think we're mature enough now as a sports footy public to realise that sometimes clubs and coaches can get to a stage where they've been really good for each other, but that time has come to an end. And after 10 years, which is a really long time for any coach, maybe it was just the right time to part with Brad and the Kangas.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've got to be realistic and understand how lucky we were to have one coach for 10 years. I mean, we look at a lot of other clubs that I'm sure have had many, many coaches in the 10-year period. So, you know, we had a good run. We made a couple of prelims, which, you know, we didn't get the ultimate goal, but, you know, we've got some good memories with Brad and which we'll look back on fondly, but, you know, we still have a long way to go in the season. And that was the thing is that it happened with, 12 weeks to go in the season. So the way this footy season's going, anything's possible. So there's still a lot of optimism in the group.
Hey, Todd, to that end, do you still think as a group you can make the top eight?
I think it would be silly not to think that. You know, I think it's obviously going to be a lot of hard work and that probably that room for error has been taken away by our poor start. But it's... The footy season's a funny one this year, and when you think you've got a handle on how teams are going or how things are going to pan out, something happens. So, you know, we just need to keep giving ourselves the best opportunity, and when it comes in the season, who knows?
Jackie Zeeble, the skipper, he's been shifted back into the midfield. That happened actually before the departure of Brad Scott. He came back into the midfield, but you must love having a great ball winner like him and also Cunnington at your feet in the centre bounce and around the stoppages.
Oh, it makes such a difference. And you had Jen Anderson as well, who probably gets just as hard as those two. So, you know, I think to have that, it's a really intimidating three to have him there. And then you've got the likes of Sean Higgins and Jai Sinkin and players like that can come through and give us that burst of speed. But, you know, the skipper's really stood up, especially the last couple of weeks. He's been incredible. And, you know, it's hard to not want to follow him and want to lift your game because of what he's doing there.
What would you say is the one thing that Reece Shaw's implemented in terms of the way you wanted to play that's had the biggest impact?
So I think we haven't changed too much. I think the main thing that we've just focused on, we've just simplified the message a bit and made it real clear that we want our identity as a footy club to be clear. And, you know, I think with the hard, aggressive footy that we've played over the last couple of weeks is pretty clear to everyone what our identity is, and that's what Reece has wanted us to showcase.
So I've listened to you know, North people. I've listened to the Carlton situation, and the one word that keeps coming up is the simplification of the game plan or the simplification of the messaging. Do we overcomplicate footy too much these days?
We can to a point, but I also think it's, you know, you can't change a game plan dramatically when you get a new coach mid-year, because you've trained a certain way for the last 6, 9 months, even for us for 10 years. So you can't just change the game plan. So it's just about, I think, focusing on a couple of areas. And, you know, you can probably lose that a little bit as the season goes, the pressure goes on. You want to try and fix everything. I think Reece has been really good at making sure that, you know, there's just only making little changes and stuff that we can control.
Did Scotty try and change it too much in the off season? Because you got off to a wobbly start.
No, I don't think we didn't. Like, no team changes a game plan that dramatically. You know, we still have our things that we want to focus on. We still have the same sort of philosophies. It's just, you know, a little tinkering here and there. So I think we just didn't quite find the level that we wanted to find early on. And, you know, it was probably a little bit, I think Brad said early on that, you know, bringing, you know, 5 or 6 new players into the side all at once might not have been the right move then. But, you know, we really focused in on getting back to the way we play. And probably we might have taken, you know, what we did last year a little bit for granted and went away from what made us a good side last year.
Hey, Todd, we're talking to Todd Goldstein. It's 12 minutes to 8 o'clock this morning. What does your name keep coming up when people are speculating about trades and players shifting clubs and that type of thing?
I think it's just the nature of the industry at the moment. You know, when you don't have a contract for next year and you're a free agent, that obviously sparks the conversation. You know, it is quite funny when I read things, but, you know, I go back to a few years ago now. Last time I was coming out of contract, and I was apparently getting a medical in Perth, and I just dropped my kids off in Pascavale. So, you know, you learn pretty quickly to not listen to the rumours too much. And, you know, I'm really focused on what I'm doing at the moment, and that's all we have managers to worry about, that side of things.
We all like to have security. So when would you like to know what you're doing next season?
Well, I think anyone in any job would like to know as soon as possible. But, you know, obviously understand that the period of time where it was at the footy club and you know, just said, you know, the board came out and said they're going to do a review. So that takes a little bit of time. And, you know, I'm not too stressed about it. I'm pretty confident I'm playing footy that deserves to get a job. And, you know, all I can do now is try and keep playing that sort of footy and hopefully can help the side make finals.
Hey, Todd, you know, all that conversation about, you know, we need to go, North Melbourne need to go back and get younger players and everybody's up for trade. And, you know, Wayne Carey wrote that too, a former champion of the club. Do you think internally, and you're in that locker room, does it put players on edge a little bit about their futures?
I haven't noticed it too much. I mean, we don't have a heap of players out of contract. Only a few of us. I think the few that are, we sort of know where we stand. But, you know, that was the conversation, what, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We've won 3 in a row since. We've got 3 Rising Star nominations now, and suddenly people think our list's pretty good. So it does change pretty fast. So you hear the comments from people in the media, but I think you worry more about the feedback that you're getting from the coaches and the footy staff. And, you know, that's, I think, been really good, that sure he's making sure he catches up and have a chat to most of the boys over the last few weeks. And I think everyone has a fair idea of where they stand and what the club looking for them to do for the rest of the year.
Hey, mate, we appreciate you jumping on. Big test against the Giants on Sunday. I think we'll get a really good indication of if you've got finals aspirations, then come the end of Sunday, we might find out exactly where you're sitting.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much,
Todd. Johnny Goldstein joining us there. And this is the Kangaroos. Like, I know that Toddy said they haven't changed much. I think there's a bit of an element of not saying the messaging coming out of the Kangaroos is we're not changing much.
But they have.
And then changing stuff.
Yeah.
So since round 7, this is their rankings, right? These are, you know, and I showed you that premiership profile. We talked about that yesterday. They are number 2 points scored for, number 1 for points from turnovers, number 2 points differentiation from turnovers, time in forward half number 3, inside 50 differential number 2, points from forward half turnover number 1.
This is since round
6.
Since round 7.
Yeah.
Oh, they're a beautiful set of numbers.
And they've also conceded the fewest inside 50s in this time. Those numbers tell you
they turned it around.
they're very much in contention. Don't dismiss the Kangaroos.
A slow start may get you, though. That's the problem.
And I wonder, you know, and I'm not. This is just interesting. I mean, if we were to see Duck now and say, listen, on the back of these numbers and on back of what they've been able to do, would you still maintain that that they need to throw everyone up for trade?
They've had three, Gary. Count them. 1, 2, 3 rising star nominations in the first 12 rounds of the AFL season.
Mm.
So they've got three good kids that have been recognised this year.
Yep.
They're not as dour or they're not as badly off as some people may have predicted.
Hey, my 11-year-old nephew is named Gary Albert. This 11-year-old Gary whispers. Oh, no, ring that person, please, to see if they're mucking around with us. That could be the youngest Gary.
And everyone believes that you were probably named after Gary Cooper.
I think so.
And I think that's been confirmed by Panch, hasn't it?
I'm going to get a photo of him up and see exactly what he looks like. Bob Murphy's out there. He's going to join us after 8 o'clock. SEM Breakfast is for Melbourne Airport Valet Car Washes from $45. You can book at drop-off.